Jackram turned like a bull at bay, and then, to Polly's amazement, he sagged. But she wasn't amazed for long. She knew the man. She didn't know why, but there was something about Jackram that she could read. It was in the eyes. He could lie with eyes as honest and tranquil as those of an angel. And if he appeared to be backing away, it was indeed only to get a run-up later on. All right," the sergeant said. "Upon my oath, I am not a man to disobey orders," and his eyes twinkled. "Well done, sergeant," said Blouse. Jackram pulled himself together. "I don't want to be a sunflower, though," he said. "Happily, there are only fir trees in this area, sergeant."
"Point well made, sir."
Jackram turned to the awed squad.
"All right, last detail," he bellowed. "You heard the man. Spruce up."
It was an hour later. As far as Polly could tell, they'd started out for the mountains but had travelled in a wide semicircle, so that they ended up facing back the way they had come but a few miles away. Was Blouse leading, or had he left it to Jackram? Neither man was complaining. The lieutenant called a halt in a thicket of birch, thus doubling the size of the thicket. You could say that the camouflage effects were effective, because bright red and white show up against greens and greys. Beyond that, though, language tended to run out. Jade had scraped off her paint, and was green and grey anyway. Igor looked like a walking brush. Wazza quivered like an aspen all the time, so her needles rustled permanently. The others had made more or less reasonable attempts, and Polly was pretty proud of her own efforts. Jackram was about as tree-like as a big red rubber ball. Polly suspected that he'd surreptitiously shined up his brasswork too. Every tree held a mug of tea in limb or hand. After all, they'd stopped for 5 minutes. "Men," said Blouse, as if he'd only just reached that conclusion, "you may have gathered that we are heading back toward the mountains to raise a deserter's army there. This story is, in fact, a ruse for the benefit of Mr. De Word." He paused, as if expecting some reaction. They stared at him. He went on, "We are, in fact, continuing our journey to the Kinnec Valley. This is the last thing the enemy will be expecting." Polly glanced at the sergeant. He was grinning. "It is an established fact that a small, light force can get into places that a battalion cannot penetrate," Blouse went on. "Men, we'll be that force. Is that not right, Sergeant Jackram?"
"Yes, sir."
"We will come down like a hammer on those forces smaller than us," said Blouse happily.
"Yes, sir."
"And from those that outnumber us, we will merge silently into the forest."
"Yes, sir."
"We will slip past their sentries."
"That's right, sir," said Jackram.
"And take Kinnec Keep from under their noses." Jackram's tea sprayed across the clearing. "I dare say our enemy feels impregnable, just because he commands a heavily armed fort on a rocky crag with walls 100 feet high and 20 feet thick," Blouse continued, as if half the trees weren't now dripping tea. "But he is in for a surprise."
"You are right, Sarge," whispered Polly. Jackram was making strange little noises in his throat.
"Does anyone have any questions?" said Blouse. Igorina raised a branch.
"How will we get in, Tha?" she said.
"Ah, good question," said Blouse. "All will become apparent in due time."
"Aerial cavalry," said Maledict.
"Pardon, Corporal?"
"Flying machines, sir," said Maledict. "They won't know where to expect us. We touch down in a handy LZ, take them out, and then dust off."
Blouse's clear brow wrinkled a little. "Flying machine?" he said.
"I saw a picture of one by someone called Leonard of Quorum. A sort of a flying windmill. It's just like a big screw up in the sky."
"I don't think we need one of those, although the advice is welcome," said Blouse.
"Not when we've got a big screw up down here, sir," Jackram managed. "Sir, this is just a bunch of recruits, sir. All that stuff about honour and freedom and that was just for the writer man, right? Good idea, sir, yeah. Let's get to Kinnec Valley. Let's sneak in and join the rest of the lads. That's where we ought to be, sir. You can't be serious about taking the keep, sir. I wouldn't try that with 1,000 men.
"I might try it with 6, sergeant." Jackram's eyes bulged.
"Really, sir? What'll Private Goom do? Tremble at them? Young Igor will stitch him up, will he? Private Halter will give him a nasty look? They're promising lads, sir, but they're not men."
General Tacticus said the fate of a battle may depend upon the actions of one man in the right place, Sergeant, said Blouse calmly.